Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar. And today, Maseches Chulin, Daf Chav Dalet. The first parak called Shoichetin. The Zichud Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that what is valid for Kohanim is not valid for Levim and vice versa. Abayis explains, Kohanim b'mum psulim, b'shanim ksherim. Kohanim are disqualified with blemishes, but are not disqualified by years. Levim are not disqualified by mumin, but are disqualified by years and may only serve between 30 and 50 years old. These age restrictions only apply to the Midbar, where the Pasuk mentions avodah masa, the work of burden, meaning carrying the Mishkan and its kelim, but did not apply in Shiloh or the Beis HaMikdash. Still, they're disqualified by kol because of their voice if they cannot sing together with the choir of Levim. Abayis supposes a contradiction between psukim whether Levim are qualified from age 25 or age 30 and explains that 25 is lamod, to learn the laws of avoda, and 30 is lavoda, for actual service. But here we see that a student who did not see success in his learning after 5 years and forgets what he learns, shuv ein roa, will no longer see success. Rabbi Yossi says this is about 3 years, and the Gemara explains the machlokas. Point number two, a braisa teaches that a kohen is qualified to serve after growing 2 sa'aros, reaching maturity, ad shi yaskin, until he grows old. Rabbi Chanina defines this as ad shi yirsas, until he shakes from weakness. Tangentially, the Gemara relates that Rabbi Chanina, at 80 years old, was able to stand on 1 foot and remove his shoe and put on a shoe. He credited this to the hot water and oil his mother applied to him in his childhood. Another braisa states, in small zikno, once a man's beard has filled out, he's fit to be a shliach tzibur, for example, to blow shofar, to lead the davening, and to perform birchas kohanim. The Tana Kama says that a kohen is fit for avoda after growing 2 sa'aros, but Rebbe says he's not fit until he's 20 years old. A braisa teaches that a kohen is fit for avoda after growing 2 sa'aros, aval achiv kohanim ein manichin oso lavod, but his brothers the kohanim did not let him serve ad shiyeh ben esrim, until he's 20. The Gemara first explains that this reflects Rebbe's opinion, and he holds his avoda is valid b'diyevit before age 20. Alternatively, Rebbe does disqualify such avoda mid the Rabban, and this braisa follows the Rabban, who also do not allow avoda l'chadchila before age 20. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that what is tahor for a klicheres, an earthenware utensil, is tameh for all other kelim, and vice versa. A braisa explains that avir, airspace of a klicheres, is tameh, meaning tuma suspended in its airspace renders the kli tameh, but gabo, its exterior surface, is tahor, meaning tuma touching the kli surface does not make a tameh. Other kelim do contract tuma from their surfaces being touched and do not contract tuma through their airspace. The law of klicheres is derived from the word toho, its interior, which means it contracts tuma from its interior, but even though the tuma did not touch the kli itself. This interpretation is derived from the word toho written regarding latame, the utensil's capacity to convey tuma to food suspended in the kli's airspace even without touching it. Rav Yonason explains the source for this law. HaTorah he'idah klicheres, the Torah tested about an earthenware utensil, that it conveys tuma to any food inside it, v'afil malachardo, even if it's full of mustard seeds, despite the inner seeds not touching the kli. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that what is valid for Kohanim is not valid for Levim, and vice versa. Abayis explains, Kohanim b'mum psulim, b'shanim ksherim. Kohanim are disqualified with blemishes, but are not disqualified by years. Levim are not disqualified by mumin, but are disqualified by years and may only serve between 30 and 50 years old. These age restrictions only apply to the Midbar, where the Pasuk mentions avodah masa, the work of burden, meaning carrying the Mishkan and its kelim, but did not apply in Shiloh or the Beis HaMikdash. Still, they're disqualified by kol because of their voice if they cannot sing together with the choir of Levim. Abayis supposes a contradiction between psukim whether Levim are qualified from age 25 or age 30 and explains that 25 is lamod, to learn the laws of avoda, and 30 is lavoda, for actual service. But here we see that a student who did not see success in his learning after 5 years and forgets what he learns, shuv ein roa, will no longer see success. Rabbi Yossi says this is about 3 years, and the Gemara explains the machlokas. Point number two, a braisa teaches that a kohen is qualified to serve after growing 2 sa'aros, reaching maturity, ad shi yaskin, until he grows old. Rabbi Chanina defines this as ad shi yirsas, until he shakes from weakness. Tangentially, the Gemara relates that Rabbi Chanina, at 80 years old, was able to stand on 1 foot and remove his shoe and put on a shoe. He credited this to the hot water and oil his mother applied to him in his childhood. Another Bryce states, in small Zikno, once a man's beard has filled out, he's fit to be a shliach tzibur, for example, to blow shofar, to lead the davening, and to perform birchas kohanim. The Tana Kama says that a kohen is fit for avoda after growing two sorrows, but Rebbe says he's not fit until he's 20 years old. A Bryce teaches that a kohen is fit for avoda after growing two sorrows, but his brothers, the kohanim, did not let him serve Adshiyeh ben Esrim until he's 20. The Gemara first explains that this reflects Rebbe's opinion, and he holds his avoda is valid b'diyevid before age 20. Alternatively, Rebbe does disqualify such avoda mid the Rabban, and this b'raisa follows the Rabban, who also do not allow avoda l'chadchila before age 20. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that what is tahor for a kli cheres, an earthenware utensil, is tame for all other kelim, and vice versa. A b'raisa explains that avir, airspace of a kli cheres, is tame, meaning tuma suspended in its airspace renders the kli tame, but gabo, its exterior surface, is tahor, meaning tuma touching the kli surface does not make a tame. Other kelim do contract tuma from their surfaces being touched and do not contract tuma through their airspace. The law of kli cheres is derived from the word toho, its interior, which means it contracts tuma from its interior, even though the tuma did not touch the kli itself. This interpretation is derived from the word toho written regarding latame, the utensil's capacity to convey tuma to food suspended in the kli's airspace even without touching it. Rav Yonason explains the source for this law. HaTorah he'idah al kli cheres, the Torah attested about an earthenware utensil that it conveys tuma to any food inside it, v'afil malach chardal, even if it's full of mustard seeds, despite the inner seeds not touching the kli. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Dalet, and our standard Siman is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Baal Mum Cohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers by the elderly Cohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, who didn't notice that on the shelf there was a dead sheres in the airspace of a clay pitcher and a dead one touching the outside of a metal one. Once again, slow motion. The Baal Mum Cohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers, which reminds us, Kohanim were disqualified with Mumim, and Levim were disqualified by years. The age of restriction of 30 to 50 only applied in the Midbar, where the Pasuk mentions Avodas Masa, the work of a burden carrying the Mishkan and his kelim, but did not apply in Shiloh or the base of Migdash. Still, Levim are disqualified but Kol because of their voice if they can't sing together with the choir of Levim. So the Baal Mum Cohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers by the elderly Cohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, which reminds us, a b'raisa teaches that a Cohen is qualified to serve after growing two sa'aros, meaning reaching maturity, ad sheyaskin, until he grows old. Rabbi Chanina defines this as ad sheyirsas, until he shakes from weakness. The Tana Kama says that a Cohen is fit for avoda after growing shtei sa'aros, but Rebbe says he's not fit until he's 20 years old. So the Baal Mum Cohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers by the elderly Cohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, who didn't notice that on the shelf there was a dead sheres in the airspace of a clay pitcher and a dead one touching the outside of a metal one, which reminds us a kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched. So once again, the Baal Mum Cohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers by the elderly Cohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, who didn't notice that on the shelf there was a dead sheres in the airspace of a clay pitcher and a dead one touching the outside of a metal one. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Chaf. So the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, that must be on Daf Chaf. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stir the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, which reminds us the Gemara discusses being Molech Humevi by Malika. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was Ikur Simanim, the torn pipe chicken special, which reminds us, Rami Bar Yecheskel taught a b'raisa, ain't Ikur Simanim ba'of. The disqualification of torn pipes, meaning Simanim which are dislocated before Shechita, does not apply to a bird. Rav Acha Breid Rava told Rav Ashi that this is only true according to the opinion that ein shechita la'of min the Torah. There is no requirement of shechita for a bird from the Torah, and it's only required mid the Rabban. But according to the opinion that birds require shechita mid the Raisa, the disqualification of dislocated simanim would apply to them as well. Rav Ashi replied that the opposite is more logical. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was the Ikur Simanim, the torn pipe chicken special, a waiter was called to a table where a customer complained that the chicken dish was nevela, since the animal's neck was broken with most of its flesh on it, which reminds us an animal's neck bone, which is broken with most of its flesh on it, makes the animal immediately a nevela. Daf Chafav. So the Siman Daf Chafav is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver. Race car driver? That must be on Daf Chafav. Car, ka. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Bo'ohel, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nishpa Meferekas Verob Basu Ima Matamei Bo'ohel. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys Tumah through oil like a dead body, even if he's still moving. So the Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a sheretz whose head was severed, yet still was moving, which reminds us the Mishnah states, Hutus who rush in, if the heads of Shratzim were cut off, Afo Pishim Mefarkasin Tamein, even though they're jerking, they are Tamei and considered dead, because they're like a lizard's tail which jerks after being cut off from the lizard's body. Amram defined what the Mishnah means that their heads were cut off. So, the Kohanim in the emergency room, who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a sheretz whose head was severed, yet still was moving, which was discarded by the surgeons who were practicing their skills by only severing most, but not all, of the simanim of an Olas Ha'ov, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, if the two simanim of an Olas Ha'ov are mostly or completely cut during Malika. This depends on whether the word in the Pasek Kemishpat is comparing Olas Ha'ov to Chatas Behema or Chatas Ha'ov. Daf Chav Beis, so the simon Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab, that must be more on Daf Chabez, the cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were pasul for a carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kashi b'torim pasul b'vnei Yonah, what's acceptable as a carbon regarding torim is not acceptable regarding b'nei Yonah and vice versa. Trilas atzihuv, the beginning of yowling, an intermediate stage of both types of birds is pasul. Abrais explains that torim must be gedoim, mature, whereas b'nei Yonah must be katanim, young, but young torim and mature b'nei Yonah are invalid. So the cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon, when they were told they were pasul for carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, which reminds us, the Gemara defines from when Torim and Bnei Yonah are valid. Turtle doves are valid as karbanas from when they turn gold and have completed the intermediate stage. Bnei Yonah become valid from when one pulls a feather from it and it bleeds. So the cab that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were pasul for carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, was from Trilas Hatzihuv, cab surfaces, and driven by a bird that proudly introduced itself as a beria and not a safek, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, if one vowed to bring an ola either from Torim or Bnei Yonah, whichever he chooses, and he brought both types of birds when they were in the stage of Trilas Hatziuv, the beginning of yowling, what is the halacha? Sveikahavi, Venafik, is such a bird normally disqualified because it's of doubtful status, whether it's considered young or mature, and in this case he's Yossi since he brought both types, ensuring that whichever status it is, one ola was valid, Odimu Beriahavi Venafik. Or perhaps it's disqualified because it's an independent entity, neither young nor mature. And he was not Yotzi in this case because both birds are disqualified. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The man who pledged to bring an ola from either a canvas or an aisle, if his son wins the Kugelach competition, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chaf Gimel. The man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an isle, if his son wins the kugel competition, and brought a palgas, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, if one vowed to bring an ola from either an isle, a ram, that means it's above 13 months of age, or a kevis, a lamb, which means it's within its first 12 months, and he brought a palgas, a sheep between these ages, is he yotze? This question depends on a malchokas and a rhyme, whether a palgas is considered a suffix, isle, or a kevis, or a beria. So the man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an isle, if his son wins the kugelach competition and brought a palgas, and the man who pledged to bring 10 loaves from either chametz or matzah for our toda, if his son wins and brought siur, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, if one vowed to bring 10 toda loaves from either chametz or matzah, since a toda consists of both types, and he brought siur, partially leavened dough, is he yotze? The question depends on the definition and status of siur, whether it's considered a safek, chametz, or matzah, or a beria. So the man who pledged to bring an Oa from either a Kevis or an Isle if his son wins the Kugel competition and brought a Paul Gas, and the man who pledged to bring 10 loaves from either from Chametz or Matzah for a Toda if his son wins and brought Ziur, wave flags for their sons' teams, a Shechita flag for Team Para and an Arifa flag for Team Egla, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kosher b'Para possible Egla. What's valid for a Para Duma is invalid for Egla Rufa. Kosher b'Egla possible b'Para. What is valid for an Egla Rufa is invalid for a Para Duma. A Bryce explains that the Para Duma is valid when killed with Shechita, but invalid when killed with Arifa, decapitation, whereas an Egla Rufa is valid when killed with Arifa and invalid when killed with Shechita. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss several Amoraim's opinions allowing Shechita beyond the Tabas HaGadola? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Kohanim are disqualified with Mumin and Levim are disqualified by years? That's on daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Para Duma is killed with Shechita and Egla Rufa is killed with decapitation? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Torin must be mature and Bnei Yona must be young to be brought as a carbon? That's on daf. Chabez. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the minimum and maximum ages for Kohanim? That's on daf. Chavdalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss what the din is? If one cut a third of the kana beyond the shechit area, then cut a third within the correct area, and then cut the final third beyond the correct area. That's on daf. Yotes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss if a palgas is considered a suffix, isle, or kevis, or a birya? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn a kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched? That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss hagrama cutting outside the shechita area, for example, into the tabas gedola? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that shratzim whose heads were cut off are tame even while they're moving? That's on daf. Chav Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.